Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
In the middle of the night, the Ten Commandments monument in Oklahoma was removed and placed on private property. The movers came about 10:30 at night and began to move this monument. And by the time the sun rose the next day, the monument was gone and it was relocated to a private place on private property. All of this because the Oklahoma Supreme Court relied upon the so-called Blaine Amendment in the state constitution, and in its decision said that the placement of this monument on public property was unconstitutional under the state constitution. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, the fact that they removed this monument in the middle of the night, and by the time daylight happened the next day, it's already gone, it's done, is very sad that this is happening in America. It reminds me of Jesus being betrayed by Judas in the night and going through the trial during the night as well. This is a very sad commentary that we have to move a monument of the Ten Commandments that has so influenced American law and government that it has to be done in the middle of the night.
Yeah, under cover of darkness, secretly, and, you know, the scriptures talk about that those who do their deeds, their evil deeds, they do it in darkness. They love darkness because they don't want the light to be shown. And, you see the image, the photograph that was widely sent around of these workers ripping up with jackhammers and tools and cutting out and ripping up the Ten Commandments from the Oklahoma Capitol building, and it's just what a frightening metaphor that image is for the state of America today. I mean, there's a story in there, in that photograph, and that action in and of itself, but what a ridiculous finding, you know, when you have the United States Supreme Court that has in at least three different locations the Ten Commandments and Moses around the building, for them to now somehow find that this is a separation of church and state issue or that it violates the Oklahoma Constitution is objectively absurd, and it just is a sad commentary on the state of America.
Yeah, in fact, the United States Supreme Court building has the Ten Commandments in about 50 locations. In fact, if you're in the inside of the building, there are at least 51, possibly 52, depending upon what your interpretation of one frieze is, Ten Commandments inside the actual courtroom. If you go to the exit on the left or the right through the iron gates or the iron doors at the end of the pews, at eye level on each side is a Ten Commandments. So there's 20 on the left, there's 20 on the right. In the building itself, in the chamber itself, there is Moses with the Ten Commandments, and you'll see them partly inscribed in Hebrew, so there's no question as to what they are. That's 41. And then there's one right over the Chief Justice's head that historically has been referred to, and in a Supreme Court decision has been referred to as the Ten Commandments. It has Roman numerals 1 through 10 on tablets of stone. Looks like a reference to the Ten Commandments, but the most recent interpretation by the Supreme Court Historical Society is no, it's the Ten Amendments. Kind of interesting that they're in Roman numerals on tablets of stone, but nevertheless, that would be 42 if you include that. And by the time if you go out the front door, the wooden door, and you came in that door, there's one on each side. So that would be 43, 44. And then you walk out into the large foyer there, and about every 7-8 or so friezes is the profile of Moses with the Ten Commandments all the way around that large rectangle. And then, of course, on the outside of the building, you have a large frieze of Moses with the Ten Commandments in the very center of the outside of the building. So it's all over. And why? Why is the Ten Commandments plastered throughout the Supreme Court in and outside the building? Why is it why is it the seal of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco? Why is it all over the place? Because the Ten Commandments has influenced not just America, but Western civilization. It has influenced law and government. And that is the reason why we have it displayed everywhere, because it is part and parcel of our laws. It is the objective law that has literally transformed Western civilization and has influenced our law and government here in America.
Yeah, there's a radical disconnect between our nation's actual history, our founding fathers' clear intention and words relative to the so-called separation of church and state, and how the left so wants it to be. They're revising history. They're changing the law to say the exact opposite of what it says. You know, clearly the Establishment Clause, if you read the writings of Benjamin Rush and Thomas Jefferson and others, the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment was simply and only in order to say that that the United States Congress cannot establish a federal religion, Christian religion, like the Anglican Church in Great Britain. That's it. That was it. And the way that has been twisted to now we're in a position where in Oklahoma they're defiling the state capitol by ripping up the Ten Commandments and shaking their fist at God. How we got there, is just a series of deceptions after deceptions after deceptions.
And this particular issue relied upon the state constitution in Oklahoma. So it was the Oklahoma Supreme Court interpreting the Oklahoma Constitution of the so-called Blaine Amendment. Now, what is the Blaine Amendment? The Blaine Amendment is an amendment that the Senator Blaine wanted to amend the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, and his efforts failed. And that is very clear because that is after the First Amendment. That is an amendment that Senator Blaine wanted to include in the First Amendment later to amend the First Amendment, and those efforts failed. So some states adopted a so-called Blaine Amendment. Well, the Blaine Amendment says that in your state, under the establishment of religion, you can't have any government funds for religion. Well, if you apply that in a way across the board, that would mean that religiously affiliated hospitals would not be able to accept Medicare or Medicaid for patients that ultimately come in there. And that would just knock out all these religiously affiliated hospitals. It would be a broad brush. You know, there should be efforts to repeal those. Why were those Blaine Amendments there? Well, the Blaine Amendments were literally an anti-Catholic effort by the senator who didn't like Catholic parochial private schools, and he wanted to eliminate them. And so it has as its origin an anti-Catholic position. And there's a number of state constitutions that have these Blaine Amendments in them, and there's a number of states that are now looking at these things because they've been interpreted wrongly by these particular courts, as in the Oklahoma Supreme Court case, to have ridiculous results, such as the removal of a Ten Commandments monument. There's no funds that have been extended there that would establish a religion under the Blaine Amendment, or certainly not under the First Amendment. This is a monument that's on public property in the seat of the Capitol, where the Ten Commandments would be very appropriate because it has influenced our laws and our government.
Yeah, Matt, you need only read the preamble to the Oklahoma Constitution where it says, invoking the guidance of Almighty God, and then it ends, we do ordain and establish this Constitution, and then it ends in the year of our Lord, 1907.
Yeah, you know, you can't get too much clearer than that. And in fact, all the state constitutions in one way or another reference God. And that is because we have as our foundation a belief that there is a creator that ultimately gave us these rights, and government's duty is to protect these pre-existing God-ordained rights. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org. And this is a sad situation where the Ten Commandments literally is removed from the ground of the Capitol in Oklahoma City and put on private property because of this state court interpretation. You know, the courts need to come back in line with reality of the constitutions, whether it's federal or state, that they're interpreting in the statutes, and stop this nonsense of saying that a symbol is going to be an establishment of religion. How does a symbol like the Ten Commandments establish any religion? It certainly is a religious document. It certainly has a religious origin, but it's also influenced our laws and policies. You can't get around that. In fact, I would encourage you to order our booklet on the Ten Commandments and its influence of American law and government. You can order that at Liberty Counsel's store online at lc.org. Remember to pray for Liberty Counsel and support Liberty Counsel financially with your contributions. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.